With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Envoys from Iran and the United States are in Oman today for their first talks over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program since President Donald Trump returned to the White House. And the talks will involve Iran's foreign minister as well as U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff. Senator Tom Cotton, meanwhile, of Arkansas, spoke to the Salem Radio Network this week. He said even before Donald Trump was elected back in 2016, he often said he would never allow Iran to build a nuclear weapon.
And he said repeatedly, publicly and privately, over the last couple months, that he can allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon. He'd like to do so with a deal, which would be better for everyone. But if we don't have a deal, there will be bombing.
Trump repeatedly has threatened to unleash airstrikes targeting Iran's nuclear infrastructure if a deal is not achieved. Iranian officials increasingly warned that they could pursue a nuclear weapon. President Trump is open to bringing back a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
A federal judge told a government lawyer it was extremely troubling that he had no information about the whereabouts of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. A day earlier, the Supreme Court said the administration must facilitate the man's return to the U.S., and President Trump indicated to reporters on Air Force One he would do that if that's what the justices want.
If the Supreme Court said bring somebody back, I would do that. I respect the Supreme Court.
And that report from Greg Cluxton, an investigation underway into the helicopter crash that killed six people, the pilot and the family of tourists in New York City. NTSB Chair Jennifer Honaday.
Components and pieces of the helicopter that we are still looking to recover. Those include the main rotor, the main transmission, the roof structure, and the tail structure.
And this is SRN News. Georgia has a new religious freedom law. Here's Michael Harrington.
Modeled after the federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the legislation bars state and local governments from impeding someone's religious rights in most cases and stopping the enforcement of laws that conflict with an individual's religious expression. Greg Chaffin of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "This law provides a sensible balancing test for courts to use when reviewing government policies that infringe upon the religious freedom rights of Georgians." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Library Association has unveiled the 10 most challenged books of 2024, and the list demonstrates parents' growing concern about efforts to promote the LGBT agenda among small children and adolescents. Topping the list is George M. Johnson's All Boys Aren't Blue, which is an autobiographical work about the author's homosexuality. Number two on the list is Maya Kobali's Gender Queer. This is SRN News. U.S. Senator John Houston says world trade has been tilted in China's favor ever since it was allowed into the World Trade Organization back in 2001, and most Americans know it's time for change.
It's a reckoning that we've delayed. The president passionately believes that he has the responsibility to fight this fight now and get a good deal for America on trade, and I think that most people are giving him some latitude.
Houston tells the Salem Radio Network the trade imbalance has allowed China to build its military and seriously weaken the U.S. industrial base.
China's trade surplus, not only with us but with the rest of the world, is allowing them to fund their military and become a threat to all of us in the world, and a reset is necessary.
Voters in the oil-rich African country of Gabon are casting ballots in a presidential election. The country's military rulers hope it will legitimize their grip on power. More of these stories at srnnews.com.